Welcome back, WNST, Cast in Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are through the 4th of July, which means we have a whole month of heat and pools and watermelons and fresh fruits and maybe even buy a new car from Dennis Colazzos. He's our Raccoons Baltimore forward. He joins us each and every Thursday with the Dennis Colazzos Show. He'll be here from 3 until 5 driving you home. And then, of course, again on Sunday. And for all of us who had a long holiday weekend and the Orioles were out of town, they're coming back. And by the way, I was going to take you down to see Shohei Ohtani pitch this weekend, except that he's pitching on Wednesday night. And he's not pitching here this weekend, so you can see him bat, but you can't see him pitch. Dan, how are you? How was your fourth good holiday? Did you eat a burger, eat some like watermelon, have a beer or two, something like that?
You know what? No beer, but did have a lean burger and had some watermelon, had some fun at work with all of our employees and customers. So, yeah, had a lot of fun. It was a great weekend. Weather was fantastic. Got into the pool, did some swimming, did some fishing, went to Catonsville, had some lunch there. So it was a nice weekend.
Hey, I was in Catonsville this weekend. Imagine that. We had the Crab Cake Tour on Thursday over at State Fair and bands.
I was at the State Fair.
Well, I actually brought a crab cake home. My wife ate the leftover crab cake for dinner last night. So leftovers are always good here. But I'm about to go out. I'll be at Costas this week on Thursday. Gotcha. It's our final Maryland Crab Cake Tour stop for this month. And then in August, I'm going to be obviously ramping it up as we go 31 crab cakes in 31 days. So I'm laying off the crab for a couple weeks. I may pick some crabs, but I'm going to have crab every day for 31 days. So I'm just, you know, I'm measuring myself probably the way that the hot dog guy, what's his name?
Joey Chestnut. He is the GOAT in 15 straight years. He also has some interference. The other day, somebody came up there with a sign, put the individual in the headlock, choked him out, knocked him out of the way, and went on to finish the contest. He's the greatest of all time.
Well, that was a little bit of Robin Ventura, Nolan Ryan thing there, right, wasn't it?
It was. He may be the greatest athlete of all time. 15 years in a row, undisputed, right? He is the champion. 63 hot dogs. I cannot imagine 63 hot dogs with the buns and all kind of liquids in my belly.
How do you feel about competitive eating? I mean, it's gross. I mean, I don't know who came up with it. It's grossly American to some degree. Of the thing that they competitively eat being hot dogs makes it even weirder and worse, right? Because, I mean, we've all had the third hot dog, which too fine. You go to the third hot dog, you realize you've made a mistake usually, right? I mean, no matter what you have on it, you know what I mean? Whatever half smoke, whatever you're laughing at me, whether it's relish, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, I don't care what you put on it, right? But two hot dogs is enough for anybody,
yeah,
I think.
I think so. Look, I'm done at one. I'm ready to walk away from one hot dog, realizing and recognizing what's in those things, the nitrates and sulfates and all this stuff that'll clog up your arteries.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? You had to bring nitrates and sulfates up.
But when I watch a show like Man versus Food and I see the host, they have to keep switching hosts because these guys keep gaining weight. I mean, it's just incredible. To me, it takes the fun out of it if you have to eat to the point where you get sick, right? Not to eat something so much where when I get sick, I'm going to dislike it, and I'm not going to eat it again for a very long time.
So I had a great guest on the program 2 weeks ago. We were at Fadley's, and I invited, if you're familiar with Simone Phillips, she's a young lady. She lives right out by Coons Baltimore Fort. She lives on the west side of town. She began on Instagram going around and eating at places. So if you hear her voice here, she has tens of thousands of followers. She's probably the most followed regular. She's not a foodie or a chef. She's just a person that eats food and reports on it, right? So she came down and we were talking in front of a Fadley's crab cake. And the crab cake's in front of me and I'm looking at it. And I said, first thing for, and then you and I always talk about this because you and I both battled our weight. I mean, honestly, during course, I was meatball in seventh grade, right? So, right? Yeah. I mean,
I'm
we both have battled
I'm,
weight.
I'm still battling.
Right. Well, you talk about that. We talk about portion control and what we eat, what we put on our fork, what we put in our belly, what we're thinking about when we're eating or whatever. I said to her, I said, see that crab cake there? That's probably, and I probably was being crass. I said 40 bites, but it's probably 20 bites for me, a crab cake, that I don't inhale. Like when I eat ice cream on a cone, you and I have been through this. You eat ice cream in a cone, you lick it, and it takes 15 minutes to eat a cone. If you eat ice cream in a bowl, it's four spoonfuls, right, and it's all gone.
You've taught me how to eat ice cream, so it was life-changing.
We learned from everybody. But you get to enjoy it longer,
it's
right?
True.
So like to me, shoveling food, eating 20 bites of that crab cake instead of eating it in eight big chunks, right? Or eating a sandwich where
Yeah, you're savoring everything in your mouth. You're savoring your food. How many times do you see somebody drink a beverage and they're not stopping after every swallow to enjoy the taste? They're just guzzling.
But especially with a $6 coffee. You paid $6 for 12 ounces of coffee. Why don't you drink it a half an ounce at a time?
Correct. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Slow down. I think it's wonderful advice, but Nestor Aparicio here. Slow down when you're eating your food. Savor it. Enjoy it. Chew it up many, many times. Just breathe in between bites.
Here's what you don't do, though. Don't go to a cocktail party and turn your back on it. Because that people, they come to take my food when I sit anywhere, State Fair, El Guapo, Beaumont, really? They always come to the table and they're like, are you done with that? I'm like, no, I just eat slow. Yeah, and I talk. And when I'm talking and I eat, I bite my tongue open and I bleed all over. You don't want that. So I'm a slow eater. I eat it all. I'm a guy that will take it home. I'll reheat. I'll do all of that. But when it comes to summertime and competitive eating, I can't think of anything that seems, other than this UFC where these guys get in the cage and just beat the hell out of each other, I can't think of anything that, like, when I see it, I'm like, why would you do that? What would possess you to do that?
But it's a 4th of July tradition now, right? It's a contest I look forward to. I like to watch Joe Chestnut on 4th of July. It's one of the things I look forward to. But
he dies of a heart attack. What are we going to say about him?
He was the greatest hot dog eater of all time. That's what we'll say. He will go. We know who he is. He's relevant. He's a very relevant man. But thanks to you, I went to the State Fair the other day. I had some deviled eggs, which were as an appetizer, which was wonderful. And they had a Greek salad with grilled chicken, also very well done. So my hats off to the people over there at State Fair.
A guy named Kalatsos, gives a thumbs up on a Greek salad.
Well,
you know,
exactly. You know, the dressing was on point, and the feta cheese was right there. So, yeah, that's, to me, if they can knock out a Greek salad at a non-Greek restaurant, that's a mark of a hallmark of a very good place to go and eat. So I'm looking forward to my second trip there again.
Well, I know you'll be on the show this week. I mean, it's a little bit of a breathing time, right? I mean, there's baseball going on. The Orioles have been more competitive, even when they're losing games, winning games. They've been exciting the last couple of weeks. If you sit and watch baseball, if you think baseball is exciting, especially at the end. Yeah. But we're, getting close on training camp, and we're 3 weeks out on this, right? The Lamar thing and whether he's going to. I really do try to get the manual out in my brain as to how this is going to play out. Because one way or the other, right? It's either they're going to give him a boatload of money, he's going to come in and play, or he's going to play under this contract, and then they're going to try to figure out what the divorce is going to be, right? Because I don't think there's going to be a marriage after the divorce. But I'm thinking of him making $23 million this year and thinking that's unfair if he believes that, and thinking, well, they're either going to give me the $200 million or I'm not going to play this year, and they're not going to win without me. So he has really kind of amazing leverage to get a deal done. I don't know where his heart, his soul, I don't know who his help is. I don't know where his advice is, and I don't know where the Ravens are. I don't know that the Ravens, I don't know that Steve is really going to go back on his boat down in the Bahamas and write off a $229 million check or something to approach the stupidity of what the Browns did. I don't know. This is a test of Steve Bisciotti to me as much as it is to anyone else to figure out how they're going to navigate this and whether they really believe in the kid, whether they really think he's their quarterback at the age of 28, 29, running around, running into linebackers and getting tackled 250 times a year.
Well, I'd like to know who his five best friends are, because if we were to know his five best friends, then we would know his mindset, right? Are they in his ear saying, hold out? Are they in his ear saying, hold in, right? Show up to camp, but just don't practice. Don't put yourself in harm's way. We listen to him. He's a competitor. He's a baller. He's a football player. All of these things are on the table, Nestor. He could show up and just be there and not working out with the team, to be there fully engaged with the team, to not being there at all. So the scale with him, it's truly A to Z. And we're going to find out shortly where his mind is, because he is a different kind of a cat. None of the scenarios that I just mentioned would surprise any of us, I would think.
It's unorthodox, all of it. And I think more than anything, it's unpredictable, because I don't really know that Steve Bisciotti and Eric DeCosta and John Harbaugh, when they get together and they pray at night and they have to write checks and look at 2020, 5, 6, 7, in the way that they do it, because they've been at this a long time. They'd love to win the Super Bowl this year, and they know what they have this year, but they have never been what the Rams have done or what Daniel Snyder used to do, which is well, we've got this kid. He's 25 years old. He's the best. We have to win now. We have to go get Aaron Donald. We have to go spend money. They're not going to blink. Steve Bisciotti's not going to blink. This is the only time at the rodeo for Lamar Jackson. This is just another rodeo for Steve. Now, for Eric, for John, maybe they feel it's not their money, right? But it is their money if they're going to be a part of this. This is one less wide receiver, one less pass rusher, one less cornerback they're going to have in 25 or 26 if Lamar's at a $51 million cap number, right? Like, literally, that sounds outrageous, but that's what we're talking about here, because he's definitely going to be a $45, $46, $47 million cap number. So he's probably looking at a $50 million cap number, right? So if that's the number, can Bisciotti look at that and say, well, how the hell are we going to win in 26 or 27? If we're any good this year, we're not even going to get draft picks, like the right kind of draft. Like, they're sophisticated. The Ravens are sophisticated. Lamar is not sophisticated. I mean, I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying that he's never done this before. Whatever advice he's getting is just the current advice. But the Ravens aren't going to make a $250 million mistake on him. I just don't think the Ravens are going to give him $240 million of guaranteed money over the next 5 or 6 years and just say, we're going to do it because the Browns, the dumbest people in the club did it, so we're going to do it. Because I don't think they think it's good business.
Well, you know what? I do think he has Lamar Jackson has smart people around him. He'll take what they're saying into consideration, although he's his own man. He's going to make his own decision. But you can also bet on the flip side that the Ravens, they're thinking 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. They're playing chess. They're not playing checkers, whether it's Lamar Jackson or Ronnie Stanley, right?
I bet the Ravens have put 2 full days into, okay, Lamar's not here. What are we going to do?
Exactly.
Lamar's not here, what are we going to do?
He's no different in that regard than Ronnie Stanley, right? They're hoping he's going to be there, but they were also hoping last year. They were actually bullish on the fact that he would be there and have a healthy, strong season. He didn't. Of course, we know how that turned out. So whether it's Ronnie Stanley or Lamar Jackson, there are contingency plans in place in case this thing goes off the rails, which potentially it could. So, yeah, they're playing chess, Nestor, at the castle. They're not going to sit there and just play checkers with anyone, particularly with Lamar Jackson, with all that money at stake.
Well, there's a movement that I'm anti-Lamar. I'm not anti-Lamar. I'm anti-running quarterback at $50 million a year at 27 years of age. I would have said that from the beginning. That's just being realistic about what running into linebackers does to your body. And the fact that he didn't play in November, December of last year, that if you sign him to a 5-year deal, there will be at least 1 year where he's hurt by Thanksgiving, and there'll be another year where he's so gimpy that it might not matter. And then out of those 3 other years, you better hope everybody else is healthy. You better hope your running backs are still there. You better hope that Marshall Yanda's coming back, that Ronnie Stanley's out there, that, you know, you have that sort of running game, that legendary running game that we saw in 2019. But, as I remember writing Purple Rain 1 when they brought Elvis Gerr back in, last year was a long time ago. 2019 was a long, 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 long time ago. And 4 years ago on a 21-year-old man's body who's pushing 25, 26 now, looking to get paid. So there is all of that I think the Ravens are going to be much more coy about. I will be blown away if the Ravens give Lamar Jackson a record-setting guaranteed contract that mirrors – Deshaun Watt. I will be shocked if they do. That's not to say they won't, but they would have to do a lot of praying to do that.
You and I both, but I think where you get knocked, Nestor, is that you're pro Ravens. You're not pro Lamar. A lot of fans are pro Lamar. They're going to follow Lamar Jackson until the end of his career, whether it's in Baltimore or someplace else. Whereas you and I, we're both pro Ravens. We've been with their organization since 1996. We're going to be them in the future, for them, and with them.
I've been there longer than Chad Steele. I know that's hard for
you. You've been longer than a lot of people out there. But my point is, you love the organization. You can love the organization, also love the player, but the player cannot be greater than the organization, Nestor. So that's
the point. I love Todd Heap and Ray Lewis, but they can't play anymore.
Correct. So you're all about the Ravens. And so I think they will, I think both sides, a smart thing is to throw out and give zero consideration to the Deshaun Watson deal. I think you have to. You take out the high, you take out the low, and you try to come up with a median. And that would be my approach, to try to get this thing resolved and get him under contract for the next 4 or 5 years.
Now, if you were Lamar, would you accept that?
I would. I really would, because the Deshaun Watson deal, it was made by the worst organization in professional sports. It hasn't panned out. It's not going to pan out. He may not play for the Browns this year. He may, but you can't take that contract into serious consideration. You really can't. You have to look at the Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and even the Aaron Rodgers contracts as a foundation for Lamar Jackson's next extension. I would discount the Deshaun Watson contract.
Well, it comes down to guaranteed money in the fourth and fifth year when Lamar's 28, 29 years of age. And you say, are you still a $50 million quarterback? And are you worth $50 million to us? Or do we have to throw you into the scrap heap and go play for $30 million for the Lions or whoever's going to stink in 2028 or 29? Dennis Colazzos is my guest. I will be his guest on Thursday on the Dennis Colazzos Show. It's here from 3 until 5 each and every Thursday afternoon. Dennis drives you home with a litany of guests and a wealth of sports conversation, as well as on Sunday mornings. In the morning leading up to what will be games in a couple of weeks ago. But in the meantime, give me a little primer. I'm wearing my Coons gear here. Last year, so just a little aside, I'm re-releasing Purple Rain 1, but I'm also re-releasing the Crab Cake Tour from last year. I was so busy during that month of August. I came back. The Ravens were in Vegas, right? Season started. I never really did the proper retrospective. So this month in July, on every day, I am releasing the day of the Crab Cake Tour from last August. So we're recapping last year and everything we did and everywhere we went. And Dennis, I took about 150 pictures and videos every day of the tour. So I had like about 5,000 files on my camera, and I was going back through them over the long weekend, figuring out stuff. I have more pictures of people looking in the window of the blue Bronco. I put it up. I put pictures of this up. I'll pull it up while you're talking about it. But last year was now a long time ago for car buyers and car shoppers that you don't have one of those beautiful brand spanking new 22 blue Broncos for me to just gallivant on Route 50 and have people look at me and wave and follow me and videotape me.
No, they're all spoken for. They're all pre-ordered. And when they hit the lot, their owners are right here waiting for them. One of my best friends ordered a Ford Lightning, just arrived this morning. And
what is a Lightning? Tell me what that is, because I'm unfamiliar with that.
It's a Ford F-150 pickup truck. It's all electric, Nestor. They've redesigned the truck. It has the same bed, so that way people can put the same accessories in the cab, in the rear of it, rather. But it's a fully electric, full-size pickup truck. It's amazing. Has great range, two batteries. One will give you 230 miles, the other one 320. Great torque, great tone, 10,000 pounds. Starts off at $40,000 too. So they're just 200,000 pre-orders through Ford Motor Company, Nestor. So that's
200,000 pre-orders.
And they had to stop it. This was last year. They had to stop taking orders because they can't build them fast enough. We'll get 20,000 of them built this year. Hopefully the balance will come next year. But one of my best friends ordered one. Texted him this morning, and guess what? He can't wait to get it.
Well, here, if anybody's watching out on the web, this is a day two from last year. So it was August 2nd of last year. We began the day with the Mayor of Ocean City. I have all the videos up, all the audio up, everything we did, my Wise Markets, my friends there. But here it is. I'm right outside the Spinnaker on 18th Street.
Nice.
And this is – I'm in the coffee shop. I look out, and people are, like, literally looking inside at the Coons. And this happened – the entire time I was down there. So it made me sort of, you told me I was going to be the star of the show down there. And certainly the vehicle was. So
you had no idea.
Can my wife click right now and buy that vehicle? Like if she wanted that same exact vehicle, order it. Might take a couple months to come in, but she can still buy that vehicle, right?
She can order the vehicle, correct. Yep, she can order the vehicle. Absolutely. That's my recommendation.
How's it drive?
like a dream. It's fantastic. I have one. The top is off of it. And mine is yellow and people just love it.
I rode on the back roads. Like when I went to Suicide Bridge that first day, so I took 50 to Cambridge and then I went north and this was day one of the tour. Suicide Bridge restaurant, phenomenal crab cake. I mean, just a great, great place. First, it's so good that I went back. I took my wife back. That's how good the crab cake was, right? So people ask me, but it's in Hurlock, Maryland. It's sort of in the middle of, you go to Cambridge, it's 15 miles north. Toward the Delaware border kind of, and I took the side roads out in that vehicle and it sits up so high and I wasn't even going fast. I was doing the 40 mile an hour, sort of the back roads, looking at all the black eyed Susans growing and all the beautiful cornfields and tobacco fields and stuff on the Eastern Shore, man, top down. perfect way to go through the summer. I'm sorry I won't be having that in August, but I know you get a little bit of a shortage, right? I can't just come out there and get one of those this year.
You can't get one, but you can see one. We always have at least one in stock for people to see. It usually belongs to either myself or one of my managers. They all have Broncos. Everybody's bought one. And mine right now, I've got the top off of it. I cleaned out my garage just so I can park it inside. So I bring it out on days where there's no rain so I can enjoy the wind blowing through my hair while I still can.
All right. 17th of August, me and Sammy Tudor. It's either the 17th or the 24th. We're trying to put a rain date together. We're going snakehead fishing Wednesday morning. We're going snakehead fishing over on the Eastern Shore. I've never done this. He wants me to meet him over by the Nanticoke, sort of, you know, past Cambridge, but before Salisbury, kind of, sort of. You know, nice little two-hour ride over there on a Wednesday morning. Won't be anybody on the water. And he's going to try to get a snakehead on the line so I can battle it and get thrown into the water.
I can't wait to see the video on that. Sammy takes great videos of his trips, and can't wait to see you guys bringing in some snakeheads.
How are you going to get the seaweed out of my hair once they drag me through the grass down there? Dennis Colazzo, you can find him on Thursday from 3 until 5. He'll be here. You can also find him at D Colazzo Show out on the social media thing, and he will sell you a Ford Bronco as well. You can learn more and stop and visit him over at Security Boulevard just outside the Beltway. I'll be with him on Thursday through the weekend and again on Sunday morning. I'm going to be here all week. It's a holiday week. Next week, we're doing a lot of politics because there's an election, and I want you to vote, and I want you to be educated so we vote for smart people. So please listen to all of the candidates. Make your decisions. I'll be running a lot of stuff next week as we get onward and upward. We're Costas this week doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation. My windows come a little later this month so I can keep all the skeeters out of here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking cars and Baltimore Positive.